Setting things up near side for a round back, and it goes right in the middle of the floor as the Fort Recovery defense was out of sorts. Point for Calvert. Wendell back to serve for Fort Recovery. White going to set it up for Jones, and I think they were expecting that one to go to someone else as Jones was able to put that one through easily. Rombach able to save it. Jones ends up sending it over and paints that back line for the Calvert point. They now lead by two here in the second set. Henninger back to serve again for Calvert. Set it up near side for Gerke. Dug out by Henninger. White sets it up for Miller. Far side, slams it right down on that near side line for the kill from Hannah Miller. 23-17, Calvert leading. Fortkamp has to send it over for the free ball back to Calvert. White setting it up far side for Miller. Slight tap over. That'll go right in the middle of the Fort Recovery defense. Tiffin Calvert will win the second set by a score of 25-19. White sets it up near side for Miller. Slight tap over. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Joust at the net and set down by Cameron Shook. Down the middle attack from Fortkamp. Blocked at the net by Lanacek. And that'll be the first point for Calvert in set number two. He just in on the line for the ace for Calvert. They take the lead. And Emma White able to get it in on the back line for the service ace. Sent over now by Fort Recovery. White sets it up for Calvert. Setting up for Rombach near side. And that'll fall on the Fort Recovery side for the Calvert win. They will win this one in four sets. Winning set number four by a score of 25-17. Emma White will continue serving for Calvert after the timeout. They lead 7-2 in the opening set. That'll be dug out by Josie Hermiller. They'll set it up on the near side. Sent over by Marissa Hermiller. Back over to Calvert, painting the back line again after the tip. That time was Cameron Shook as Calvert adding on to their lead, now 8-2. Far side for Rombach, and Rombach able to put that one down for the kill on the back line. Calvert adds on to their lead, now leading 21-12 in the second set. Sent over for the free ball. Calvert able to dig it out. Jones able to finally put it down for the Calvert point on the back line after an impressive volley. 19-4, your score in favor of Calvert. Dana Miller now back to serve for Calvert, and she'll get her own ace as Heitmeyer unable to dig that one out cleanly again. Setting it up for Miller, and Miller able to get yet another kill as Heitmeyer unable to dig it out. Setting up for Lanacek down the middle, and they've basically been able to do that whenever they've wanted with Caroline Lanacek for the Calvert point. White setting up again, this time Lanacek for her second straight kill. Calvert pouring it on, 21-4 first set. Set it up down the middle for Burrow. Blocked at the net. Miller will touch it now for Calvert. Setting up for Lanacek. Puts it down just on the line, says the back line judge. And that will give the point to Calvert and the second set to Calvert, 25-16. Miller digs it out for Calvert after the serve. They'll set it up, and that will result in the Calvert point from Leah Renninger for her first kill of the night. And will it paint the line? Yes, it does. Calvert takes set three by a score of 25-20. They'll advance with a straight set win to the state semifinals. They'll await the opponent of Monroeville and Dalton. Kate Rombach now serving for Calvert with a three-point advantage in this opening set. Miller digs it out for Calvert. White setting it up far side for Jones, and that'll go right through the middle of that Dalton defense for the Calvert advantage. Dalton now serving. White will set it up down the middle for Miller, and Miller slams it down with authority. The sophomore able to get the point for Calvert, leading 16-12. White setting it up for Miller down the middle, putting it right in the middle of the Dalton defense for the Calvert kill. 6-4, they lead in the first set. Rombach digs it out. They set it up far side for Miller. She sends it back over. Accidental free ball. Miller slams it down, painting the near side corner for the Calvert point. We're now serving for Dalton, 3-3 here in set number two. They set it up near side for Lanacek. Puts it down right in the back corner for the Calvert point. They lead 4-3 in the second set. Ashlyn Jones continues to serve for the Senecas. Dug out by Mia Weaver. They'll set it up near side for Arnold. Blocked to the net by Lanacek. Ends up falling on the Dalton side for the Calvert point. 4-1, they lead. They'll set it up. That time for Shook on the near side, and the freshman Cameron Shook able to get in on the action with the kill for Calvert. 21-15, they lead in the second set. Ready to go after the timeout taken by Coach Lori Rombach of Calvert, but will quickly result in the Calvert point as Kate Rombach able to put it right through the middle of that Dalton defense. Awkward dig from Mangiola, but White able to send it over and puts it right where the defense for Dalton was not, resulting in the kill from Emma White, the setter. Calvert now leading 14-8 in the second set. And a dig error is going to result in the ace, that time coming from All-State performer on the first team, Emma White, as Calvert now doubles up Dalton 8-4. A.J. Heminger now back to serve for Calvert, leading 5-1 in the third set. And that will result in an ace on the awkward dig attempt that time by Snyder for the Calvert point. Hemminger continuing to serve for Calvert. Diving dig goes out of bounds. Second straight ace for Hemminger and the Tiffin Calvert. Seneca 7-1. They lead in the third set. Mangiola now back to serve for Calvert. They lead 22-16 here in the second set. And that's going to be an awkward dig attempt. And that results in the ace for Mangiola as Siders unable to dig it out for Dalton. She sends it back over. Jones will dig it out for Calvert. White sets up near side for Shook, and the freshman will punch the ticket for Calvert to the state title match. They will take on New Bremen back here tomorrow at 4 o'clock for a state title again. AJ Hemminger back to continue serving for Tiffin Calvert. 13-11, they lead Division 4 state title match from Butler High School. Accidental free ball, White sends it back over. Over to New Bremen's side, saved by Hemminger, sent over by White, and White perfect with the backhanded kill on the soft touch. Another kill for White and for Calvert, and we'll have another timeout taken by New Bremen. Josie Reinhart now back to serve for New Bremen. They'll set it up for Lanacek down the middle, and the freshman will send that one down for the Calvert kill. 5-3, they lead in the second set. Mangiola sets it up for Jones on the near side. Dug out again by New Bremen. Hape setting it up near side for Heitkamp. Miller does dig it out, but does send it back over to New Bremen. Accidental free ball. Backside, Heitkamp blocked at the net by Caroline Lanacek for the Calvert point. Set it up for Lanacek. Lanacek now doing it on the offensive end as the kill, as opposed to the blocks we saw on three of the last 4 points. Make that four of the last five now. Setting it up down the middle. Blocked at the net again from Lanacek. Two straight blocks, two straight Calvert points. Benjamin digs it out. They'll set it up backside, blocked at the net. Lanacek and company for Calvert able to put that one down for the Calvert point. Hemminger will dig out that serve. White will set it up backside, looking for Rombach. Taps it over right through the middle of that New Bremen defense for the Calvert point. Emma White setting it up for Hannah Miller down the middle. Dug out by New Bremen. They set it up backside for Reinhart. Blocked at the net. Calvert eventually does send it over on the free ball. And perfect free ball from Kate Rombach as they were not anticipating Calvert finding a way to handle that pass. All tied up 15-15. Set it up backside for Heitkamp. Blocked at the net by Kate Rombach. For the Calvert point, they now lead by four. Kate Rombach to continue serving for the Senecas. And that will be in on the back line. Calvert adds on to their lead. Claire Pape now back to serve for New Bremen. Mangiola will dig it out. White setting it up down the middle for Miller. And puts it right in the middle for the kill. Another one for Hannah Miller. Calvert a two-point lead again. Back over to White. Setting up for Miller backside. She'll send it over and gets it right in the middle of the New Bremen defense. Calvert with the 1-0 advantage in the third set. White sets it up for Shook. And Shook able to put that one in for the Calvert point after a touch. A couple New Bremen Cardinals. Calvert retakes the lead. Hemminger continuing to serve for Calvert. And it'll be in, they say, on the back line for the ace. Calvert takes the lead. And Diana Kramer doesn't like what she's seeing. She'll take a timeout. Set it up backside. Lanacek able to get it over. Saved again, accidental free ball. Jones will slam it down for the Calvert point. That results in an ace from Ashlyn Jones. Calvert continues their run. Ashlyn Jones, a senior, continuing to serve for Tiffin Calvert. They'll set it up, backside. Saved again by Calvert. Mangiola to White, to Lanacek. Puts it on the back corner for the Calvert point. 10-0 run now for the Senecas. They lead 22-20, second set. Joust at the net. And it'll end on the New Bremen side for the Calvert point. Calvert 2 points away from taking their second state title in three seasons. Shoemaker sends it over, tipped at the net by Friend, but doesn't tip it to any of her teammates. Tied once again, 20-20.
And Shoemaker's coming out there right now almost like a closer in baseball. She's done great. Two of the last 3 points have been Shoemaker.
Now back over to Calvert, to Miller near side. And that will do it. Calvert claims the fourth set of action, 25-21, their second state title in three seasons.
To Calvert High School.
As Ashlyn Jones raises up the title for these Tiffin Calvert Senecas as they put a bow on their perfect season, finishing 29-0, lost just five sets this entire year.